It's the Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News, Talk, Sports, Earl, I'm so inspired by that email. I'm going to open the show with it and juxtapose it with a topic. I'm telling you, God apparently has decided how the show is going to go today. Do you notice my sending you a show outline lasted one day? You noticed that, did you? It's weird because I started sending Earl a show outline yesterday. Today I didn't do one. I had plenty of time at home. I mean, it was not a leisurely morning, but I wasn't rushed. And yet, I forgot to do it. And now, the rest of the world knows. Okay. Now the rest of the world knows you have no idea what's coming in the show today. But see, then you can just listen along with everyone else. I want to share this email. I mean, I received this about an hour ago. Hour and a half, 7:15 a.m. He writes that the subject line is your family. He writes, I want to thank you for enlightening me. I used to ridicule gay, lesbian, and transgender people because of your family and your willingness to share your experiences with us. I will never say anything bad about these people again. My best wishes to you and your wife and children. If you're not a regular listener to the show, a couple of months ago, with a purpose, it was during the state Supreme Court race, I revealed that our younger child is transgender. And when I take up transgender issues, I briefly mention that because you have to know where I'm coming from on these issues. And that's why I do it. So I can't tell you how much. I'm really moved. And I cannot tell you how much it means to me that he wrote that. Then I want to juxtapose that with this. You remember yesterday, I said the problem that conservatives have taking the type of step that he took is, if we ever give any ground and concede that maybe we should change our ways a little bit, we're just pummeled with everything being racism and homophobic and transphobic and so on. Listen to this. If you missed the story of the San Diego Padres national anthem whiff Saturday night, the ex San Diego Padres DJ at the center, you notice X, at the center of the national anthem controversy that humiliated the San Diego gay men's chorus, is now speaking publicly, apologizing for what he calls an unfortunate mistake and defending himself against allegations that the mix-up could possibly be a hate crime. This all stems from Saturday's Padres game at which the chorus was slated to sing the national anthem. Again, this is the San Diego Gay Men's Chorus. Didn't know there was such a thing, but that's neither here nor there. The group was on the field and ready to sing when a recording of a woman singing the anthem played instead. Members of the chorus later issued a statement saying they were humiliated and taunted by fans with homophobic remarks as they left the field. Then they called for the Padres and Major League Baseball to investigate whether some people intentionally engaged in anti-gay discrimination or a hate crime. The Padres' investigation concluded that it was a mistake by their resident DJ at Petco Park, DJ Artform. Yet the Padres still ended their relationship with him after the incident. Well, it was a pretty stupid mistake. On Monday, MLB launched its own investigation into the matter. Meanwhile, DJ Artform, real name Art Romero, issued a statement Monday on his Facebook page, accepting blame for what happened, but promising it was indeed a mistake and not discriminatory. He wrote, "My deepest apologies and sincere regret toward the entire San Diego Gay Men's Chorus and the LGBT community for the incident that occurred during the national anthem. It was a very unfortunate mistake, but it was just that, an error. I, in no way, shape, or form, directed any type of hate, bad intent, or discrimination towards the chorus or anyone involved. The incident was not a representation of myself, San Diego, and its amazing baseball fans. I felt the consequences of my mistake as a dream job is dissolved before my eyes, which does not take away that I am extremely sorry for the horrible mistake that occurred. I have family members and friends that are part of the LGBT community, and I've always been a supporter of equal human rights, so it pains me greatly to see that I am being accused of acting intentionally in this matter. As a former high school and college baseball player, I understand the importance of ensuring equality for all in sports and am appalled by some of the negative, homophobic comments made by fans related to the National Anthem incident. I have reached out to LGBT leaders in San Diego and am currently in discussion regarding a meeting with the chorus and LGBT leaders personally in order to be as constructive as possible about the error. I've let down my city, my family, and everyone who had faith in me. Once again, I am truly sorry for this entire ordeal." Bob Lehman, director of the San Diego Gay Men's Chorus, who wrote the statement about the incident, appeared on a San Diego radio station yesterday and said the firing of DJ Artform was not his decision to make. "That was never my goal," Lehman said about Romero losing his job. "Our goal was not to tear down and hurt anyone. Our goal was to make something positive and build something up." Well, it's a pretty big mistake. Isn't the DJ informed that there's going to be a live performance of the national anthem? And if he is informed of that, how the hell did he? It is mind-boggling. I will grant you that. But he had to know, it can't, there's no way it was intentional. He would know he's going to be fired. He's not going to get away with that, with having them out there on the field ready to sing and then play a recorded version with a female vocalist. Who knows? Did he push the wrong button to open the field PA, and who knows, Earl? I mean, yeah, I don't even want to see his audio board. I don't know. But I will say this. Yeah, why didn't he stop it? I don't know. Once you start, do you stop the national anthem? Would that have been booed? Think about it. Think about stopping the national anthem. What would the fan reaction, the audience reaction have been to that? Here's my take on this. He did an incredibly dunderheaded thing, so stupid. I think it's a big enough mistake to cost him his job, to be honest with you. Irrespective of who he did it to. For example, let me just pick a male artist. Bruno Mars. Okay? If he did that to Bruno Mars, would he be fired? Yes. Or pick any other big singer he'd probably be fired. I think it's a stupid mistake. I think talk of hate crime and discrimination is goofy. I just do. I think it's very unlikely that his intent was to humiliate them because they are gay. And if it doesn't get him his job back, I think his apology is heartfelt enough where people should accept that he did not intentionally do this. But it is really, really a stupid mistake. Now this. Well, yeah, if they're good enough to sing at the game, I'm sure they're a talented group. I don't think there's any doubt. I don't think that's in question. Then there's this. I did the after show video on this yesterday. I like often to use the phrase conspicuous by its or his or her absence. In other words, there are situations in life where you notice somebody because they're not there. I don't think there's ever a good time when you're not conspicuous by your absence. If people don't notice you there, I just find it hard to believe, notice you not there. I don't know that that's ever a good thing. If you can be missing and no one notices you missing, I think it's kind of a prerequisite to be successful in life, to be conspicuous by your absence. If you're missing on the assembly line and no one notices you, that's a pretty bad thing. If Earl didn't show up to produce the show and I didn't notice it, that would be a pretty bad thing. But oftentimes, people who should be conspicuous by their absence aren't. Someone has been missing from the Hollywood scene for nearly a decade now. And I'll bet you until I say his name, you're not even going to know it or even think about it. Earl, until I did this on the after show video, did you notice he had vanished? Had you thought about it, though? No, I mean, so when I said it, but then didn't you have that, where the heck has he been? That means he wasn't particularly conspicuous by his absence. I would say former Hollywood megastar, Mel Gibson. When was Mel last seen? As Reuters writes, it's been 10 years since Mel Gibson was arrested on DUI charges on the Pacific Coastal Highway in California. And while police officers took him out of his car, the Oscar winner said the infamous words, "Bleeping Jews. The Jews are responsible for all the wars in the world." After the public recoiled in disgust, Gibson did a revealing interview apologizing for the comments and met with Jewish leaders. In 2007, a judge even praised him for his progress in alcohol rehab. But the actor, who was a sex symbol in the 80s and went on to direct in the 90s and make one of the most profitable movies of all time, The Passion of the Christ, has never rebounded since that summer evening. Gibson has starred in only 6 films since then, including one that's coming out this summer, Bloodfather. And not one had a big studio backing it. Shane Black, director of the new movie The Nice Guys, and who wrote one of Gibson's most legendary films, Lethal Weapon, thinks he knows why the actors had a lack of work. "I think he's essentially been blacklisted in the industry," Black told Business Insider in a new interview. "I think people don't want to work with him. Never mind that he had friends try helping him out, including Jodie Foster." But Gibson hasn't had nearly the revival of another one of his buddies, Robert Downey Jr., whose substance abuse problems in the late 90s led him to go to prison. In fact, Downey told Black a while back that he'd like Gibson to direct an Iron Man movie if another one happens. Black directed Iron Man 3. But Black says there's been no word since, and as far as he knows, the idea of Gibson helming Iron Man is nothing serious. So why was it different? Robert Downey Jr. is a great example. That guy had fallen off the edge, but he came back. And the public accepted that. Has Hollywood blacklisted Mel Gibson because they don't think the public could accept him after what he said about Jews? Or can Hollywood not accept him after what he said about Jews? I recall what I said about this at the time. And I wasn't very protective of Mel Gibson. Here is what I said. And I don't often remember my positions on that, exactly. But what I said is I put myself in his shoes. When I'm drunk, I can say some really stupid things. Trust me, I know this firsthand. This is not speculative on my part. When I'm drunk, I can say some really stupid things. I'm never going to say what he said. Never going to say what he said. Oh, Earl says, please assure the audience that isn't often. Well, that's true. I don't get very drunk very often, but I can be pretty silly when I do. But silly isn't saying hateful things. I would never disparage Jews or blacks or because that's not in my heart. And no amount of alcohol is going to put that in my heart. I am a happy drunk. I am not a mean drunk. Boy, do I know some mean drunks. Yeah, it appears Mel Gibson's a mean drunk. I'm not a drunk, by the way. I'm just saying when I occasionally... You're right. Now, the kids from CW sitting in their underwear eating Fruit Loops and transcribing the show, Bader said he's a drunk! This is where the show really does have to come closed caption. For the liberals who are monitoring me, by the way, if you're not aware, there is a group monitoring conservative talk radio in Wisconsin, including my show. How many times this week will I say their kids in their underwear eating Fruit Loops? I forgot in their mom's basement, by the way. How many times this week have I been drunk during the show? Thanks for helping, Earl. Thanks for helping. Anyway, see, that was the problem I had. Was alcohol's not going to make me say that kind of thing. I that's not what is in my heart. And I think the problem that Mel Gibson has is he can apologize all he wants, but did the cloud of alcohol reveal what's in his heart? The clouded mind of alcohol reveal what's in his heart? And I think that's that people do look at alcohol as truth serum. That's a great line, Earl. That's exactly right. And I think that's why he just can't come back from it. And the apology rang hollow for that reason. So, I don't know that he's ever going to be forgiven for that. He reached out to the Jewish community. He apologized. A single career-killing moment. They can come at any time when you're in the public eye. I know it all too well. I've had my one near-death experience. I'm not looking for another one anytime soon. All right, lots to get to. Is binge eating a made-up disease? A leftover from yesterday. No pun intended on the leftover. It's 9 o'clock.
News, talk, sports.